This is Gresh and Keith.
Wide left field, hit well. Back toward the warning track. Gurriel looking up, it is gone. Left center field, deep back by the fence, and it is gone. Grand slam. There's a drive to left field. This is crushed, and it is long gone. Deep back toward the wall. And it is gone!
Did he get enough of it? Yes, he did, and is way back and gone.
Andy Gresh.
That 50 with you this morning?
If you're not playing to a certain standard, that, you know, it's the next man up. Arguably the best coach to ever coach any sport, and that's what we have.
Rich Keefe.
Is it fair for me to say that Tom Brady is expected to play at least two more seasons?
I mean, yeah, I expect him to play this year and next year.
Gresh and Keefe.
This is becoming a habit.
69 times, nice.
On WEEI.
Fourth and final hour, Gresh and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Gresh off today. Nick Fitzy Stevens is here. We have our T3 coming up at 1:30. The best of Twitch, Twitter, and text into the program. You can take your phone calls as well, 617-779-7937. We know the Tampa Bay Bucks at the White House today. We'll talk about what's going on there in just a little bit.
Yeah, who was with them? The whole team show up?
Tom Brady was there.
Did he really?
TB12.
TB12 in the house. At 1600 Penn.
He was there.
Yes, how about he was. That? Hanging out with P46.
Are you surprised by that's what they call
old
him.
Joey B.
That's...
P46.
Yeah. That's actually his, his gamer tag on PS5.
Do you ever see him in a Twitch chat, Shime?
You ever play Call of Duty with
P46?
Can't say I ever have.
No.
Kind of game? What game do you think he likes? Is he like a Catan guy? Is he?
Probably a Settlers of Catan guy. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Well,
I knew the original.
Maybe a big Monopoly guy.
Folks, I knew the original Settlers of Catan. I came here with him a long time ago, folks.
But Fitzy, we're going to have you, it sounded like Brady might have been doing a little bit of, like, I don't know if you want to call it open mic, or if he was doing like a tight five. He had some material, though, today, is what it sounds like. So we'll have you kind of grade Tom Brady's stand-up performance.
Do I have to react to it live? I haven't heard
it. You might have to, once we're able to turn that around. Actually, you know what? I do want to do fantasy football here as well, because it's my greatest passion in life. But here's a little bit of Tom Brady on the podium at the White House.
But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, you know, think that we could have won. In fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing. And they started calling me Sleepy Tom.
Boom roasted.
Oh, wow. You son of a... You leave us and you go win somewhere else and now you finally show up again at the White House and now you're doing material?
Right. Now, those two jokes he had there, would he advance in Last Comic Standing?
No.
He wouldn't advance?
John, can you play the delivery of Sleepy Tom again?
Sleepy Tom was
the
a
delivery
tough
was that was a tough
lost
one.
Lost track of one down in 21 years of playing.
Ready?
And they started calling me Sleepy Tom.
Oversold it.
Oversold it. Oh,
oversold
I thought maybe undersell.
No.
You think he oversold it?
No, he oversold it.
Sleepy Tom.
Yeah, see the way he added a little emphasis right there, like started calling me Sleepy Tom. He paused. And then
Sleepy
he put a
Tom.
He's like, Joe, you listening? Joe, you listening? Gonna razz you pretty good.
And like maybe like if he could have only just done like a Sleepy Tom. Sleepy like a little Tom. Clap, see?
Hey.
And
in fact, let me bring out the guy from MyPillow. Speaking of good sleep. Here he is. Yeah, I don't understand.
No, I wanted Guerrero to get up behind him and just go,
yeah.
Let's go!
Oh, yeah, he's popping up in
line. Enough.
It's
also
to be
enough
there.
Of him. Was Guerrero there? Him?
Guerrero had to be there.
Shime, get your best people on it. Was Guerrero there?
What'd you think of the good 40% line in there?
Now, that was a good joke.
40% line?
That was enough.
Biden's like, I know what you mean. And Tom's like, yeah, that's why I said it.
Yeah. Play the beginning of that again, John.
Yeah.
In fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
Delayed. Wait, he's doing shtick right now? Thought he was just going to say happy to be here. Oh, no, guys, he's doing jokes. Everybody's like, all right, I guess.
Fine.
We're gonna react. And then Joe's like, I get it.
And then like the 3 seconds until like we hear, I understand that. I thought maybe Brady was going to be like, what am I, in the Patriots film room?
In fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won. You understand that, Mr. President?
You need to leave politics out of it and stop making me question my morals.
I can't wait. Yeah. Does this bother anybody? That not only...
What, that he's telling
Tom
jokes at the Yuck Yuck Hut here? It's the White House. Treat him with a little bit of respect.
I can't believe he's at he's at the Stress Factory. It literally is. He's at the Stress Factory doing material. Shows
he
up
is.
Looking like...
Material.
By the way, look at him. Looks like, he looks like he's...
He looks like a million bucks.
He looks
bucks.
Like Secret Service.
He looks like a million bucks.
Of course he always looks like a million bucks.
Look at that hair.
I know. The only man who grow more hair and fewer wrinkles with age.
How does he do it? Well, Benjamin
Button. Well, actually, there's I can tell you how he does.
How does he do it?
Surgery and wrestling.
Okay. But stretching.
Water. Yeah, I apologize, Rich.
Drink
a lot
of water.
Stretching, it's not just stretching. And
almost drown yourself every day in water.
Water.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that's probably an I think you should leave season 3 sketch waiting to happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just all the water.
Drown yourself in water. So does it bother any other Patriots fan that Tom Brady, A, shows up after skipping 2 Super Bowls at the White House. One, so as to not possibly show allegiance, I believe, with Donald Trump after Super Bowl 53.
I thought he needed a new iPhone that day.
Oh, did he?
Remember, it was a new... the Apple Watch. Was it the Apple
was
Watch
the
he was getting?
Apple Watch incident?
I think he was getting the Apple Watch when it was Trump. Hmm. Who, by the way, when Trump was introducing all the Patriots... He went on and on to talk about how great Nate Ebner and Matthew Slater played in the game and didn't mention Tom Brady's name.
If we're honest, Tom Brady didn't have the greatest Super Bowl 53.
Made
a couple passes when it counted. But then he doesn't show up for 51.
See, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, he skipped 2. And we were all wondering, so he's political? Had he just been to so many?
Now so he's been there 5 times and he's missed twice in the 7 total Super Bowls?
No, he's won 7 Super Bowls.
No, been to the White House 5 times.
Yes, he's done 5, skipped 2.
Got it.
Skip 2 shows up today. Not only does he show up, he speaks looking like the commander in chief and does material.
Yeah, I don't remember anybody doing doing jokes. Remember that.
They started to call me Sleepy Tom.
Nobody called him Sleepy Tom.
Sleepy Tom. Sleepy Tom.
I don't remember anybody calling
Sleepy
him that.
Sleepy Tom.
Do you remember anybody calling
Shaka
him that?
Shaka Khan. Sleepy Tom. Sleepy Tom, I feel for you.
In fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
Cry face emoji, cry face emoji, cry face emoji, cry face emoji.
This is killing me. This is absolutely...
Yeah, this bothers you. Is it because it's bad comedy? The biggest insult?
Perfectly,
or is it because it's...
I traffic in bad comedy on a daily basis. Dear God. That's
40% line wasn't bad.
No, it's a good line. Yeah. Sleepy Tom also, you know... I may have flipped him because I think the 40% line was a better one.
40% line was pretty good, yeah.
But maybe he thought he would lead with his better line and just try to win folks over.
I am surprised, though, that he's willing to go kind of political.
Unreal.
Not just showing up, but like making that line, like basically.
The liberals crying.
Don't you think 40% of the country now is going to hate Tom Brady? Maybe they already do.
I think most.
But he was like good friends with Trump for a while, too.
He sure was. But
until
then
the
whole red hat routine.
Yeah.
And then the election. And remember. Do you remember how much they sort of talked about it, but yet were forced to skirt around it in that Sunday Night Football game after the election? Trump wins. America lights itself on fire. And they played. That was the night that Earl Thomas delivered that huge blow to Gronk. Yeah. Spoiler alert, Patriots go on to win that Super Bowl.
They did.
And he skips the visit to the White House. Very contentious times. So Trump and all of Brady's supposed conservative friends are probably freaking out because he shows up for Biden. And not only does he show up, he speaks.
And he's like poking fun at.
So this is an F you to Trump, and it's more an F you to Belichick.
Oh, you think a Belichick F you? You're really going there, huh?
Do you
why? Because Belichick's good friends with Trump? Is that why?
Or just like.
Or just because it's a team event, the team should be there?
Couldn't accompany his coach.
Yeah.
Like, I know Tim Thomas skipped one, Brady skipped two. Two out of the first 6.
Then Theo skipped one too, right? Theo Epstein with the Red Sox, I believe.
Did he?
I don't know. Political, probably. That's my guess. I don't know.
I don't think anyone really knows exactly.
I bet it was. I mean, I think it was.
Was it the 2000? Did he skip?
Yeah, because who was there? Was it Bush?
Yeah.
Was it a GW? He might have skipped out on. So that might have been political at the time.
Yes, it was. It was spring of 2008.
Oh, was it that one that he missed?
Yeah, because
he wasn't. Did he go to the 04 one? See, I'm getting them all confused. I remember there were like big stories at the time, and then he kind of like move on from it. The Tim Thomas one was significant because it was the only guy on the team too. That's what sort of jumped out. I mean, I guess to me, you have the right to go or not go.
Of course.
If I was in that position, I'd go. Like, I
wouldn't you want to go?
I would. Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah.
But like, I don't freak out about anybody's decision. And it's not, and that is whether it's Obama, Bush, Trump, or Biden. Like, I don't, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, but I think some of them view it more as like a team thing. Like, hey, right. regardless, like, you don't have to agree with the guy who's in office, but it's like, a team honor.
I can guarantee you that some of the Red Sox that went in the spring of 2014 to the White House probably didn't vote for Barack Obama, but it sure looked like they had a great, not to say that I know exactly what, you know, Mike Napoli and company, who they voted for or what their particular agendas were.
Right, right, right.
Didn't matter. Looked like they were having a great time, loving the country, representing for the team, which is what I believe in as well. I'll follow up by asking you this.
Yes.
Do you think Tom Brady has gotten vaccinated?
Yes.
Think so?
Oh, actually?
I'm not sure.
Well, what does Guerrero think? Is Guerrero in on this or no? You think he's a no on vaccines? No, probably not. No, that's good. Well, I always thought, I maintained last year that he doesn't think he can get it.
Correct.
But again, if it's one of those things where, hey, if you're vaccinated and you have a close contact, you don't have to miss any games or practices, but if you aren't vaccinated, you do have to miss games or practices. It might be that kind of thing where you have to go do it because of that.
Sleepy Tom.
You don't think Sleepy Tom would do it?
I don't
think
Sleepy Tom's been vaccinated.
You think he has any vaccines?
Sleepy Tom.
Or like his kids? And he's one of these just a straight anti-vaxxer? Or is just a no on this one?
I believe he
it hasn't been through all the trials that's supposed to go through.
When has a vaccine actually worked?
Well, let's see. We got MMR.
Yeah.
The
I haven't seen a case of measles in a while.
I have not seen a lot of rubella.
Fake news.
I haven't seen much rubella, thank goodness.
No, rubella's down.
Mumps, thankfully.
Mumps.
Polio.
Polio, I haven't seen too many cases recently. I don't know. Those are a few.
A couple of them have worked.
Those are a few off
the polio top. May or may not have like saved us during a time of.
But I feel like Brady definitely thought that conflict. He couldn't get it. And he even had that one video that he put out there, remember? And he's just like,
hey, guys, take my vitamins.
Take this. And it's scary out there, but not when you're stretching every day.
You can be like Sleepy Tom.
The only thing to fear is fear itself. It's also a line that he had in there.
Remember that?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's not. But again,
0% chance.
But like Michael Irvin got into like some hot water with some people because he had the comment the other day that if you're not vaccinated in the NFL, you don't really want to win.
Wasn't he speaking specifically to like the Cowboys and they're not reaching
the 85%? There's a few teams that are like way under. And I think that's what he was saying. Because there is that whole point where some of these guys, if you're close contact and you're vaccinated, then they're going to still let you play. But if not, you could have guys that don't even have it that might have to miss games. So all of a sudden, it's a competitive disadvantage.
Your program just needs to follow the protocols. Yeah. That's all you need to. At this point now, the number of breakthrough cases has me convinced, just personally, and yes, I've been vaccinated, and I think everybody should. But the breakthrough cases have me convinced at this point that, you know, just everybody should follow your protocols. And hope against hope, because the last thing I want to see is more damn games with wide receivers coming off the practice squad.
You like the Kendall Hinton game for Denver?
2 points for you. You know what? First one on me after the show for Kendall Hinton. Yep. Good
You're
job.
Welcome. He went to Wake Forest.
Did.
Oh, it's not necessary to know, but it's in there somewhere. But yeah, so there's Tom Brady with a little open mic night here at the White House, having a great time with his team. Are they going to where would you say Tom Brady amongst quarterbacks for the upcoming season?
Ooh.
Let's spin it to fantasy football here, one of our favorites on the show.
Yes.
Tom Brady, top 5 fantasy season for a quarterback, or is that too high?
Too high.
Too high, probably.
Way too high.
He's got great weapons.
He doesn't run the football.
What?
The rushing floor now for quarterbacks is so high, he doesn't run the football. It's not even going to come close.
What do you mean he doesn't run the football? Does he need to run the football?
Yeah, oh, yeah. When you have guys like Lamar Jackson.
What does Patrick Mahomes
even Josh Allen runs the football a little
Josh
bit.
Josh Allen definitely
Kyler
does.
Murray.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. So do you think Jalen Hurts is going to have more fantasy points than Tom Brady?
I saw a stat the other day.
Way,
on a per-game
shine.
Basis? Absolutely.
Per-game, whole season.
I was right about it last year when I told you.
For that one game.
Jalen Hurts was the third highest scoring quarterback in the 3 weeks that he started games.
Yeah, the league's going to catch up to that guy.
Yeah.
Post-haste.
How? He's faster
rushing
than
rushing yards are 2.5 times the value of passing yards. If you run as a quarterback, you're immediately more valuable than any other quarterback.
Yeah, but I mean, there's very few Lamar Jacksons, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, and I guess I'll give you Josh Allen. Everybody else for the year.
Dak Prescott.
Yep.
What did Patrick
Justin Herbert scoots.
Yeah, he does.
Jalen Hurts.
Justin Herbert scoots. How many did he scoot for last year?
He saw that on a t-shirt. Everyone in L.A. is wearing Justin Herbert scoots. I would. Shime, I'm with you. I saw a stat last night that said...
Justin Herbert ran for 230 yards last year and 5 touchdowns.
Okay.
230
yards? That's a lot.
That's 23 fantasy points and then 5 touchdowns. That rushing touchdowns, 6 points. Passing touchdowns, 4 points.
Makes him the best running back on the Jets on several teams.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
On top, I saw a stat yesterday that said Jalen Hurts is going to accidentally find his way into the top 10 of quarterbacks because he'll probably run for about 800 yards on either designed plays or scrambles this year because their lines stinks.
But Sean's hyping up 234 yards. That is an average of 1 extra fantasy point
a game. And he's still going to throw for almost as many yards as Tom Brady. That means he's far more valuable.
Well, that's 1 point a game. That's 1 fantasy point a game, and we're freaking out about that?
That was last year over a couple of games. Now
Tom Brady had 3 rushing touchdowns last year. He'll stick his nose in there. He'll get the 1 yard
dive.
It's still a touchdown.
But like the extra 40 yards rushing helps you win fantasy games. I'm in. I would take.
Okay, that extra 1 point.
Rich is backing off this one.
I just think we're overhyping these guys. Lamar Jackson, you're right. You're getting running back stats there, but you have to offset it because he's only going to throw for 150 yards a game.
How about
Kyler Murray's probably close. He'll run in a bunch. Josh Allen. Good one.
How many rushing yards last year, Shime, for the Tannisons? I bet he still scoots for like somewhere in the neighborhood of like 200, 250, couple tutties. Those things matter.
Couple tutties.
I hate myself for saying that.
Why did you say that?
Because you just played Brady.
Everything was going so well.
I know. Tannehill ran for 266 yards and 7 touchdowns last
266
year.
And 7.
I'm not worried. The 266 means nothing. The 7 touchdowns, though, that's something. I'll give you that. That's something.
That's why I would draft Tannehill before Brady. I said it. I'll live with it.
All right.
Kyler Murray, if you keep him healthy all season long, you'd have like an RB1 and a QB1.
Kyler Murray was on
Tom Brady was 8th last year in points for quarterbacks.
Okay.
He was 8th.
That's why I'm not taking him top 5.
He was 8th, including more than Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert didn't start one of those games either.
Yeah, didn't start one of those
one
games.
One start. Oh, he was also on a team.
And he came in literally right before a kickoff in his first game.
And Tom Brady is Tom Brady, whereas this is
Justin
Herbert.
I'm just saying what the numbers are. Right, you guys could talk up the 20 yards a game
give
rushing
me the per
or
game
14
basis
yards.
Numbers.
14 rushing
game?
Yards a game. Like, whippy skippy.
Give
what are you going to do with 14
per game
rushing
for Brady
yards?
Compared to Herbert?
Points per game?
Yeah.
Last year?
That's the easier way to break it down, yeah.
22 to 21.
4.
Herbert.
Brady? Herbert. Okay.
22 to 21. But are you guaranteeing Herbert's going to play every game? I bet Brady does. I have a pretty good feeling Brady plays every game.
Old Sleepy Tom.
The only quarterbacks last year who had more fantasy points than Brady were Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Ryan Tannehill.
Sleepy Tom.
So they all run more than him, which
he
is
had
why
more than
more
Lamar
valuable.
Jackson. Lamar Jackson had 1,000 yards rushing last year.
Yeah, didn't he miss a game? Yeah, he missed one or two, actually, because he had COVID.
Did Lamar Jackson miss a game last year?
Yes, he did. Yeah, remember?
Yeah, he missed the Steelers game.
Yeah, that awful Tuesday. It was Wednesday after. It was WAF.
Correct.
Wednesday
got it,
after
got it,
football.
Got it.
RG3
started the game.
But
yeah.
That's another guy. Like, do you think Lamar Jackson's going to play 17 games this year?
Yes.
Yes.
But he doesn't. Well, Shime does. He's got them going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, he
sure
needs
do.
Them to.
He really does.
I have a hunch anything. that play style may not sustain for many, many seasons.
Okay, there are 3,000-yard rushing seasons for quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson has 2 of them.
Uh-huh. And he's going to hit a wall.
Or a person.
Twist his ankle. Shime, throw some little game you guys were playing on Saturday as it relates to Patriot players and what their value would be for fantasy this season.
Pounce, pass, or kick. I did this on Saturday, too. Pass, or kick. Are you going to jump on these guys early? Are you going to pass on them completely? Or are you going to pick them right where they're kind of slotted in?
Okay.
Damian Harris, currently being drafted 78 overall, the 34th running back.
Oh,
that would be
God.
The 7th round.
Wait.
I would pounce.
What?
Way higher than 7th round. I think he could be a starting running back in fantasy, meaning, again, in a standard league, 12 teams, minimum of 24 rushing or running back start. Obviously, at the flex spots, a little bit more.
So you're saying top 24 running back?
Yes. Yes, I say top 24. Now, on the bottom end of that, but yes, top 24.
All over it, pounce. Yep. Pounds.
Seventh round's way too late.
I probably pick because I'm concerned about a committee backfield with Michelle and White. Yeah. I just pick him right there, but I definitely don't pass on him.
All right.
The other guy we got here, how about Jacoby Myers, currently being drafted 338th overall, the number 111 receiver.
That's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
I would pass.
I would actually pounce. So here's the thing. And this is my,
You guys can overdraft Myers.
He's basically going undrafted. So you're getting him in So in like the last or second to last round, you get Jacoby Myers. There's a chance that he's the leading receiver on the team. And on a per-game basis, last year, the final seven games of the year, he was the number 22 receiver.
Yes, he was.
So if he's a top 24 receiver, he's a startable receiver. And even if over the course of the season he's a flex player, like a lot of leagues even start three receivers and a flex. So like if you're telling me that he's going to be a top 36 receiver, he has value. And if you're getting that with your last pick, it's absolute value.
A top 48 receiver has value considering the flex position and bye weeks and injuries. You absolutely grab and stash a guy like Jacoby Myers. You'd be insane.
I'm going to split it here a little bit.
Disgusting.
Full PPR league, I say grab him at the end.
Sure.
Non-PPR league, which my league is in, or my main league, the standard league.
Somebody have an allergy to fun?
Actually, it's just a little bit more. It's classics, diehards. It's not I need a million points to be interested. No, I don't need that. Yeah. You can take your PPR
You guys drink some Coors Cutters while you're...
Of course we do.
Drafting?
Of course we do.
Like, and the biggest knock on...
He's never had a touchdown.
Yeah,
so
that's the biggest knock on Myers is he didn't get many red zone targets.
So, like, in my standard league, I would say, no thanks. You'd rather have somebody else. But PPR, I could see him racking up some catches.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
He'll be a tutty buddy this year. I needed to say that.
What are we doing?
Shut it up.
Just to make Rich upset. I guarantee you. All right, ready? Jacoby Myers, over under 73.5 receptions this year.
73.5.
I like that number. I'm gonna go over. I think Myers is the number one receiver.
I'll go under. It actually is more to do with Cam than it does him. I think he could in another offense.
Over.
Of course you're saying over. What round are you going to pick him in? Be
no,
honest.
I'd pick him.
Like with your last pick? Second to last pick.
Second to last pick, you're going to take him?
Sure. Second to last round? But the problem is...
you go kicker last round, you go defense last round. So if you want him, you're going to take him.
Are you a defense cycler?
I'll stream the D.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Moving on.
Okay. You're going to give me trouble for Tutty Buddy.
How about Jonnu Smith, currently being drafted 134th overall?
What?
The number 14 tight end.
Pounce. People sicken me.
Pounce. Now, here's my problem, is my league that I've been in for like over 20 years, it's probably out of the 12 people in it, got to be 7 Patriots fans, maybe 7 or 8. So like, there's no way he's going to last that long in my league and probably most people listening's league. Maybe outside of New England, he might fall a little bit, but he shouldn't here. I'm pouncing. That's my guy. That is my guy on the Patriots that I want the most.
Yes. Jonnu Smith is my number one fantasy. I would consider Damian Harris, but I think Jonnu Smith has massive, massive, massive upside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe still only 50-something catches, maybe a couple of runs, but like never dropped a pass in the red zone, like you said earlier, Shime. This kid could be a monster this season.
Let's play this game tomorrow too, Shime, but with some non-Patriot players, but give us one more to end on.
Last one here. Let's go with just the guy that everybody's kind of curious about, how long he's even going to start. Cam Newton, currently going 217 overall, and for quarterbacks, sometimes he goes undrafted.
Yeah, undrafted.
Is he even worth a streaming option or in like a super flex league? Does he have any value at all?
The only league he has value at all is a
XFL.
That's a good line. 14-team, two quarterback start league, which are abysmal. It's the worst league
that
in the world.
Awful.
There are two quarterback start leagues, though, which is awful.
I think two quarterback leagues are a joke.
But that would be it, because if you start 24 to 28 quarterbacks, he's one of the 32 starters right now. But other than that, any kind of standard league, hell no.
Even with 600 rushing yards and 12 rushing touchdowns last year, not enough passing touchdowns, not enough passing yards. Let's say he improves. Let's say he flips 15 passing touchdowns, 10 picks, 10 rushing touchdowns this year.
There's too many other good quarterbacks. There's too many others. Even guys coming off bad years.
I'll take Tua over Cam.
Ugh, see, I don't like him either, but I would. I'd take him over him.
I didn't say
but
I like him.
Carson Wentz had a horrible year. Wouldn't you take Wentz over Cam?
No.
You guys wouldn't take Carson Wentz?
No.
I think I'm officially out on him.
Indy's a nice
Jonathan Taylor, give me that guy all day long.
Michael Carson Wentz is Pittman's a puddle.
You think so?
Pittman's going to be real good. I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of out on him. Now, I'll tell you what team I am in on, and I'm just going to give you a sneak peek. If we're going to do a little pounce pass pick for tomorrow, I like the Jags.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Lawrence guy.
They're not going to stop anybody, but my God, are they going to score points?
Put some points up. All right, that's a good game, Shime. Thanks. So we'll pick that up tomorrow. And right now, here is Shime with trending.
Back to the guys, Gresh and Keith on WEEI. Have you been watching the show today?
At twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Been tweeting the show?
At Gresh Keith on Twitter.
Texting the show?
At 37937.
Well, now it's time to read only the positive messages.
From Twitch, Twitter, and the text line.
On Gresh and Keith.
Born in 1964, Jeffrey. That's right, T3, Rise Jeffrey of the Machines. It's Gresh and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI. Gresh off this week. Nick Fitzy Stevens is here. Time now for the best in Twitch. You can follow us. Go to WEEI.com/watch on Twitter, at Gresh Keith. And, of course, you can text the program 37937. Sean, what do we got?
From the 401 right off the bat, guys, I use my bad penmanship to hide my terrible spelling.
Smart. Oh. That's actually smart because I claim to have very good penmanship, especially when I want to. It's excellent, but it's a wasted skill.
I use my bad.
Unfortunately, it's not necessary.
No, not these days. I use my bad penmanship to advertise the fact that I'm a serial killer.
Mm-hmm. That helps.
My bad penmanship is terrible.
Terrible, huh?
But I'm a great speller.
Ooh.
So it's kind of useless.
Did you see, by the way, did you see any of like the show-off videos or just the incredible skills of the girl who won the spelling bee recently?
Oh, Avant-Garde?
Oh, my God. Is that her God-given birth name?
I believe that's
name?
Her last name, yeah.
Avant-Garde.
She was born to spell.
I forget her first name, but...
It's like riding a unicycle while dribbling two basketballs.
Three basketballs.
Wow. This is embarrassing.
I never made it out of the first round, like in elementary school, the spelling bee. And then you'd have to sit on the floor in the gym and watch all the smart kids do it.
Is that what they made you... Where did you go to school? What sort of punishment?
I won the spelling bee in fourth grade, and my prize was a jelly donut. And a certificate.
And he was actually really skinny in jelly donuts. Grade, and then he was like, oh, wait a minute. I love these jelly donuts.
No, don't give on the word chrysalis.
If you want on chrysalis?
Yeah.
You're like, well,
C-H-R-Y-S-A-L-I-S.
I believe there's two L's, isn't there?
All right.
Oh, you tell us. You're the spelling bee.
You know
champ.
What I'm going to do? I'm going to sit on the floor.
Yeah.
Over there with no jelly donuts.
There's two L's. I was right.
Oh, no, maybe they didn't make us sit on the floor. Maybe I was talking in the bleachers and then I had to sit on the floor.
Now
was,
you know what? Yeah.
That's what it is. I'm connecting the dots now.
Yeah.
I'm like, we got to watch these kids spell all day? What a horrible punishment that is anyway. You got to watch the smart kids get up there and spell until one of them can't spell anymore.
Your prize was a jelly donut.
That is awful, Shad.
I know, thank you. From the 201, I'm in agreement with...
A day-old jelly donut. From the teacher's lounge. Like, oh, somebody forgot the trophy. Hurry up, bring that jelly
this
donut
jelly
in.
Donut tastes like cigarettes. Remember walking by the teacher's lounge and it would be like cigarette smoke coming out of there?
No.
You didn't?
I don't think so.
Did you go? Am I that old that I
don't know
I actually
if we had
saw my teachers ripping butts, just blowing?
Yeah,
heaters.
You're just that old.
Just heaters,
smacking
just like
you with a belt and ripping just, darts.
Honestly,
yeah,
I just
don't
like
think that was
just
me.
Seeing them and they're just like snuffing out like darts. It's great.
From the 201, I'm in agreement with Fitzy. Pork loin is a killer, and Berkshire pork chops are awesome. But no steak is better than pork, and ribeye is better than a strip.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, there's a big debate about meats once again today, and one of Fitzy's favorites is pork.
Is that number two on your list, right?
Yes.
It was chicken thigh.
It was number three, New York strip. Number two, pork en general.
So if, God forbid, Fitzy was ever going to the gas chamber, and they're like, hey, you have one meal, he'd say chicken thighs.
Meat sticks are delicious, okay?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Great drop.
I said God forbid.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't have just said, like, but by saying gas chamber, no. Like, you made it very specific. Like, no.
Yeah, well.
Not just like, God forbid, if Fitzy had to know it was his last meal.
I don't even know what a meat stick is.
Last meal. The last supper. You're having chicken thighs.
Like, how does anybody eat knowing they're about to be gassed to death, by the way?
I wouldn't have a good meal. I would be able to have a good meal.
Hope you enjoy
I've this. Always said the answer is a buffet. And you just say you're never done, and you live forever.
Answer would be four pack of your favorite beer.
Yeah. That would be the answer?
So hammered you don't notice the fact that you're being gassed.
Cut that meat!
A familiar member of T3 would be Gresh's Stash on Twitter.
Correct.
Well, somebody said, Fitzy better grow a mustache by the end of the show or he's out.
Can do it in like 2 days.
Needs a mustache.
Okay. He'll have it on Wednesday for Thursday.
I came
Thursday.
In cleanly shaven
yeah.
for today's show. Look at this already.
Might
guy.
Have a hard time getting up.
Well, okay. From the 718, WEEI, I am ready to fight. And to you, sir, I say, please sit down.
Ready to fight.
That's all it says on all capital letters.
It's ready to fight. All right.
Ready to fight.
Maybe it's one of those Aguilar defenders that they're
fired up.
Ruffle the feathers.
Hey, you can't
up so
catch
often.
It, though.
They like Aguilar.
Yeah, well.
From the 781, I worked as a genius for Apple. The sheer amount of customers who came in asking if they were hacked when the U2 album came out was absolutely staggering.
Yeah, so John's favorite album of all time was the free one that everybody didn't want on their iPhone.
So by the way, that's the only negative message we've received about that. It
no,
was
it's
all
not.
Positive in favor of U2, and Chime picks the one negative one.
Hold on. I have another one. Please let me continue.
Yeah.
From the Twitch chat, U2 is a boil on the buttocks of the modern world. Throw those whiny schmoes down a well.
There you go.
Stop.
Okay, so there were two. And Twitch chat, by the way, loves U2. Anytime
That's
I play U2 Rejoin, Stop. They are all like, yes, we love U2.
John is lying right to your face.
No
How
way.
Can people crap on one of the greatest bands of all time?
They're not.
Because they're mad that they got something great for
just
free,
just because
I guess.
Of one album?
I didn't want it.
Nobody's crapping on one of the greatest bands of all time.
I don't
we're
really
crapping
care
on you too.
I don't like any of their songs.
Wow.
I don't like them. I don't like any of it.
Achtung Baby, one of the greatest albums. One
Is
of the
it?
Best
oh,
rock
yeah.
albums. Are you kidding?
Ever?
Oh.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Seems like
Take
it.
A seat.
I would Joshua Tree.
A little overstated.
They have two of like the 10 best albums ever.
That can't be right.
Everybody who didn't like that album didn't listen to it. They just didn't like U2
Achtung
anyway,
Baby?
Which is fine. No.
Because
Songs
U2
of
sucks.
Essence, the one that
I would
that
argue
went on.
Insane Clown Posse has three better. Riddlebox.
Insane Clown Posse.
Great Malenko.
Has got
amazing
zero
Jekyll
good
Brothers.
Albums.
I just named three.
Okay, all you did
Forget
was,
Carnival
you
did, of Carnage.
Okay, well,
There's
no, you
four.
Named you named three albums.
There's four.
Insane
I can name albums,
Insane
too.
Clown Posse has albums that are better than U2.
Four of them. I
four
just
of
rattled
them.
Off.
I think we should turn everything off, and we should just we should let
There's
the robot.
They got a good following. They have a strong following.
I would rather have the Boston Dynamics robot dog destroy me than listen to an Insane Clown
From
Posse album.
From the 603, U2 is the most overrated band of
Thank
all
you.
Time.
Finally, somebody gets
it's
it.
It's a loud minority that doesn't like U2.
Exactly.
Is it? Because I see nothing positive.
It's literally every time I play a U2 rejoin, no. the Twitch chat starts
how
talking
dismantle
about U2
because
they like it.
How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, one of the sneaky best albums of the 21st century.
Oh, for sure.
not for
All
sure.
All That You Can't
According
Leave Behind
you.
Came out 5 years before that. It was probably better than that.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Sometimes
Never listened to any of them.
All right, moving on. At Sean Jordan. On Twitter says, if any of those oysters are bad and go into the village, those athletes are going to be pulling a John and sprinting straight for the can.
John gets a little. Good see what guys. Happens? He gets
yeah.
a little
now
upset.
Have you become?
He gets defensive.
Have you become deuce defensive?
Yes,
now?
He is.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
No, I'm bad at humor defensive.
What? Deuce defensive.
Yeah, just deuce
That's
defensive.
Way better.
Just
from the 978.
What it is.
Fitzy's gotten existential about his lost love of the Pats, and he has me crying in the club right now.
Yeah, he went down this long road about how the Patriots are like the Marvel movies and never will ever be good again, but I'm trying to tell him.
Not going to be the same.
At least the Marvel movies will be good again.
No, it's just that they won't be the same. It's never going to be as good as it was when you had just like...
What if they go undefeated with Cam Newton?
Okay. That came out of your mouth.
From the 508, I just heard the tip of Bezos' rocket entered the space threshold.
You know what part they eject off of it that you land in? Mm-hmm. Just the tip.
Magnum Dom.
All right.
The 774 says, my girlfriend actually had the exact same model spaceship back in 2019.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Bezos' ship landed in the Virgin Islands. And is
Do
now
we,
just
no,
called the Islands.
The Bezos... Rich, do you guys pick a winner of T3 because that person should get a WEEI pen?
Yeah,
or I'll
I
send
say.
You know what I'll send
them a sticker.
I'll send them
send
a
them
slice
a album.
Yeah, they can have it.
I'll send them
just
a slice.
Just airdrop it to them.
The cookie pie that's in the kitchen.
I ate too much of that.
Fourier ate a slice the size of Shine.
Yeah,
but you're a professional athlete. That's
I
like
too
a
much.
Snack.
He's a big fella.
Did you get sleepy when you did?
No, I'm not. Sleepy.
Dessert makes me sleepy.
Sleepy Tom.
Sleepy Tom.
They call me Sleepy Tom.
Matt Damon.
No, they didn't.
774 says, I bleeping love Catan. I would gladly play old P46 and beat him, too. Development cards for days, baby.
Talking about President Biden, correct?
Yeah, old okay. P46. Yeah. Old P46.
40% of the people still don't think we won.
Sunk my battleship.
And then someone from the 857 says, seven rushing TDs by Tannehill, quote-unquote, says something, but eight rushing TDs by Cam is taking away from a running back. Yeah, that's because Tannehill also threw for 25 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And his running back is Derrick Henry.
Right.
Take away anything from him.
Tannehill this year, quarterback, I would target first. Spoiler alert.
First?
No, not in the first round.
You would target the Tannehill music.
Oh, I got it, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, with Brown like, and Julio
that's a,
Jones.
That's a teaser, for, that's a teaser for tomorrow's
all right.
Pounce Pass or pretzel or whatever it is.
That'll do it for T3 today, boys.
Awesome.
No jokes for you today, Keith. Don't worry.
Thank God. You got something coming up next.
Online or over the air, we don't care. Just make us your new midday habit. Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Wrapping things up here on Gresh and Keith. Fitzy in for Gresh today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Time now for You Got Something, brought to you by Unified Office. If you run restaurants, you know that busy signals and placing customers on hold means lost revenue. Let Unified Office help you maximize sales at unifiedoffice.com. Fitzy, you got something?
Yes, I do, friend. Last night on a baseball broadcast, not in this particular market,
okay,
just a couple hundred miles to the south, a New York Mets broadcaster by the name of Gary Cohen had a very strong opinion about what's considered a regional delight. I ask you this. Have you ever been to Cincinnati?
I have not.
You have not?
No.
Have you ever heard about their very popular chili called Skyline Chili?
Oh, yeah. I have heard of Skyline Chili.
You haven't had that before?
I've never
had
it.
No?
No.
It's very finely ground.
Okay.
Used more as a topping than it is like you don't just have a bowl of it. You put it on hot dogs, pasta, etc.
Oh.
It's got essence of
like
cinnamon.
A salsa or something?
Yeah, it's really still more of a chili. It has cocoa and cinnamon in it. It's very polarizing to some.
Okay.
So they were served it last night in the broadcast booth, and they discussed it on the Mets broadcast. The Mets broadcasters, not big fans.
This is the local delicacy known as Skyline Chili. The five-way with the spaghetti and the beans and the cheese.
Five-way.
First, the disgusting chili gravy.
And what do you put on
the onions?
You put some mustard or something on that?
No, wait a second. After the onions comes the cheese, and that's what makes it the five-way. Here we go. Is the cheese. They put like 10 tons of shredded cheese on there, and this is supposed to be food that you actually eat.
Now, does the cheese melt, or is that
Ronnie, have you ever had Skyline Chili?
I have not.
I would recommend...
Not having it, or...?
Well, no, you need to try everything once.
Okay,
right?
All right.
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Try it once, and then you'll never eat it again.
Now, have you ever had it? What doesn't kill you makes you
stronger. Now, that's a banger.
Have you ever had it?
Not only have I had it,
you love
my
it.
College roommate from Cincinnati used to bring cans of it all the time.
Big fan.
Huge fan.
That is a disgusting...
Worst smelling dorm room in the history
really?
Of college in New
Not
York
good,
City.
Huh? Yeah, it's a weird thing. I've never had it. I don't know. Is it only in Cincinnati?
Yes.
Clearly.
Yes, there's Skyline and then a Gold Star is the ripoff, is the knockoff version.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's delicious. Some people think it tastes like dog food.
This is the local delicacy known as Skyline Chili.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
That guy probably lived on the stuff for a while.
How do you think Castellanos gets so strong?
Voice of the Reds there. Sean, you got something?
I do, guys. Per John Ewing of BetMGM, the Buccaneers' odds to win the Super Bowl moved from plus 1,200 to plus 700. Apparently 15% of the tickets, 22% of the money, all on the Bucs already to repeat. I'm here to tell you.
I heard Brady's jokes. That's what it was.
Probably not the best move.
Okay.
I love the idea. Maybe even sprinkle them a little bit. Ready for this?
Yeah.
The Denver Broncos, because if Aaron Rodgers is on the moves, you got to get out ahead of it early.
Uh-huh.
Early at plus 3,500.
Ooh, a little sprink on that would be nice.
Yeah. Don't hate that. John, you got something?
I don't. Rich.
NBA Finals tonight, Game 6. The series could be over. Bucks at home laying 5 points. Laying the 5, over under 222. I've loved the over in most of the series. That's a big number, though.
It's a big number.
I think the Bucks get it done, though, tonight. I think the Suns are cooked.
It's 242 in Game 5.
I think the Suns are just gassed. They win the first two. They think the series is over. They've lost 3 straight games. Even after that monster first quarter in Game 5, I think it's the Bucks. I think Giannis is going to be the MVP, and that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. That's my prediction.
I'm going to go Bucks and under.
Bucks and the under? All right. I'll take minus five is tough. I'll take Bucks in the over. I'll root for points. That's what I got.
Suns in the over, boys.
Suns in the over for
sure. Suns in the over.
All right, so we'll have NBA Finals tomorrow. We'll have our midweek clubhouse report. Rob Bradford talks some Sox and Blue Jays tonight. We have a bonus key for Madness to get to tomorrow. We got some more fantasy football. So plenty to get to tomorrow on Wednesday's program. All four of us will be back for that. So good job today, fellas. OMF is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.